You're listening to the Sketchy Negro Podcast with your host, Jay Jones. Tonight's guests include, from Twitter, Kiki_26, from Chanel.com, Shirley and Chloe, and from the Black Eye Who Tips, Rod and Kim, featuring musical guest Bobby D. And now, here's Jay Jones. Okay, thank you, and welcome to yet another episode of the Sketchy Negro Podcast. First of all, I want to take the opportunity to say thank you for tuning in for the third episode. Wait, what episode? For the third episode of the Sketchy Negro. Got a great show for you. Second of all, let me say sorry about how long it took. I had a lot of stuff come up. Papers were due. Finals is about to hit for me. So that had some scheduling issues, but I'm pretty sure no one came here to hear me complain about stuff I had to do. So let's just get right into the podcast. I got a lot of great guests, as you heard on the intro, and they did some really fun stuff. So let's just go ahead and jump right into it.
Bill? Hi.
Mandy? Mandy Weatherspoon? Is that you?
Yes, it is. How have you been, Bill?
Busy. Actually, just really busy. I just got back into town.
Really?
Yeah, I finally landed some contracts, and things are starting to pick up a little bit. What about you? How have you been?
Good. Great, actually. Work is good. I'm still just kind of, plugging away.
Good.
Do you still do that?
Oh, you mean like the kite fighting? No, actually, I haven't done that in a while. Has it really been that long?
I think it has been.
Well, I've graduated to laser tag now.
Laser tag?
Yeah, except it's with these quarter-scale RC fighter planes that are replicas of the planes that were used in World War II in the Pacific Theater. You know, like Hellcats, Zeros, Mustangs, the Lockheed P-59.
Actually, I don't know. I don't know anything about that at all.
Well, most people don't. So, yeah, I'm still very much a nerd.
No, you're not.
Seriously, Mandy, I built a 1/4-scale Lockheed P-59 Fort Lightning from scratch. And when I say scratch, I mean I steamed the wood so it would bow properly to build a lightweight frame for it. It took me 6 months. I think that qualifies me as a nerd.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Oh, so are you and Ted still?
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we just kind of grew apart, you know? Like one day we just woke up and didn't want to be together.
I know exactly what you mean. Monica and I broke up kind of the same way.
Really?
Really. I woke up one morning and she left me for a gypsy named Hugo.
What?
A gypsy named Hugo. And apparently a giant bag of hashish.
Hashish?
Yeah. Monica had started smoking hashish and I did not. Because it seems like a weird drug to me. But not to Monica. Though, in hindsight, Monica was always kind of off.
Yeah, she was. I never did get what you saw in her.
Well, not the hashish habit. Though it does explain a lot about her. In retrospect, you know.
So, are you seeing anyone now?
No. After the whole thing with Monica, I just kind of
started building a quarter-scale Lockheed P-59 Fort Lightning?
Pretty much, yeah. What about you? Anything new since you and Ted split?
Well, I've dated a few guys, but nothing serious. I feel like I should do like you did and just kind of get a hobby for a few months.
Well, building a replica RC plane was a good distraction, but I don't know if I would say that it really helped. You really can't hide from life, you know, like no matter how much you may want to.
Wise words. You know, that whole thing between you and Monica, that was her loss.
No, you don't have to say that.
No, I mean it. You're a great guy.
Well, thanks. And I'm sure someone will come along that will appreciate you more than Ted did. Would it be crazy if, like, maybe you and I went out?
It would be crazy.
Oh, well, now this is awkward.
But in a good way. You know, I used to kind of have a crush on you.
Really? You mean back when I was with Monica?
No, it was a while before that.
Oh, you mean in college? Why didn't you say anything?
I tried. I felt like I left you a pretty fair amount of hints.
Like,
I went to watch a pro-am kite fighting tourney that you were in. Why else would I go to that?
I thought you went for the same reason most people go, because you enjoy watching the thrilling spectacle of fabric versus fabric chess match held almost 100 feet in the sky.
Yeah, no, not at all. I couldn't even tell what was going on. I was just hoping you'd ask me out.
You were?
Yeah. And I was hanging out at your dorm room and eating Taco Bell with you. I was there the night you met Monica. You didn't notice that at all?
Not particularly, no.
Wow. I flirted with you all the time. After the whole popsicle thing, I just figured you weren't interested.
Oh, wait. I remember the popsicle thing. That was flirting?
Yes. Why else would I deep throat a popsicle?
Well, I just thought that, like, that was a thing you did. Like, if you could do a backflip, you just show other people all the time.
But I didn't show other people. Only you.
Well, I did not know that, and I am sorry.
It's okay. That was college anyway.
So, wait. Remember when I had that stint where I wanted to be a stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
And you came to almost, like, all of my shows?
Right.
Were you just flirting when you told me that I was funny?
Oh. Well, yes.
You were? So, I wasn't funny to you?
Well, yes, you were funny, but it was more like funny because no one else thought you were.
But I was funny.
No, you weren't.
Okay, so the joke about the super friends.
Yeah, no one remembers them.
Okay, well, what about the one about the weakest Gila monster not really being a monster?
Not so much.
Well, that would have been nice to know before I got on stage.
I know, I'm sorry, but how do you tell someone they're not funny?
I don't know, but I think it's pretty much, hey, you're not funny. Yeah. Look, I gotta run, but I'll call you, okay?
Yeah.
Well, hey, it was great seeing you.
You too. Wait, I don't have the same number anymore.
The Sketchy Negro will return after this.
So they rent, that way they can take it back when they through. And as for you, if we gon' do something, why wait around? Cause I say eventually could be forever from now. And if life is a gamble, something like Russian roulette, I'm just praying this doesn't turn into a catch 22. That's unthinkable. Let's make a move. So put your chips on me instead of them dudes. I could have it all, but I won't you.
Back, by the way, that is Bobby D coming to you straight from Tuscaloosa. He's got some new stuff happening right now. I think he's working on having a website. That's actually from, I want to say it's his debut album, Casablanca. Is really, really dope. If you haven't checked it out, feel free to do that. Just hit me up on Twitter. If you don't know, I'm actually I'm adjective_J on Twitter, having issues with my mouth today. But yeah, that was actually a dope little track called I Want You. He is the featured musical guest of this episode, so you will hear a couple more tracks from him. And actually, the coolest thing I think about that track is that the way it represents, I guess just hip-hop, the way it represents music, and it kind of takes me back to a time when, like, I used to really kind of be in love with hip-hop, and I used to be in love with music in general. And it feels like sometimes to me, and it could just be me, that sometimes things aren't really represented the way that they should be. And, you know, sometimes it just seems where you kind of wonder, like, for instance, when you see certain things, you kind of wonder what they were thinking when they decided to represent it that way. And it's not just with hip hop or with music or with artists, but also with like commercials, promos. Every time you see that type of thing, you think like, wait a minute, what were they thinking when they decided to do this? First of all, let me say thank you so much for agreeing to do this. Like, this is really going to be an awesome boost for the Boys and Girls Club.
No problem. No problem at all. Me and Shirley are always looking for ways to help out.
Yeah, and the Boys and Girls Club is really a good organization. It's really good.
They really are. You're right, Shirley. And you guys are going to help make a lot of children really happy. Okay, so before we get started, I did make a few changes to the original promo I sent you. But let's just go ahead and shoot that one, and then we'll take it from there, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Marker and 3, 2.
Hi, I'm Chloe from Chonilla.com, and this is
Shirley from Chonilla.com, and we're reminding each and every one of you that children are our future.
That's right, Shirley, and there's no better way to invest in that future than by supporting your local Boys and Girls Club.
Together, we can make sure that our future is always bright.
Okay, cut. Perfect. You guys, I'm speechless. That was amazing. Seriously, you guys are so fantastic.
Thanks, man.
Okay, so we're going to do one more, and this one's a little bit more of a comedy appeal, so it's a little bit more humor.
Okay, is there a script?
I'm sorry, guys. Like, we didn't have enough time in our production schedule. You know, we just kind of had to throw some cue cards together. You know, we got a little busy. Actually, we got really busy, and, you know, you guys, I'm sure you guys can understand how that is.
Yeah, no problem. Right, babe?
Yeah, I can read from a cue card.
Okay, so we're good then. You're set to read from the cue cards.
Let's do this.
Yep, first.
That's great. You guys are professionals. I love it. Okay, so here we go. Marker in 3, 2.
Hi, I'm Shirley from Chonilla.com.
And I'm Clove. And we want to remind you that donating to your local Boys and Girls Club is as easy as buying a bag of weed cut.
Okay, cut. That was great. That was really going well, Clove. What's going on? What do you need?
Donating is as easy as buying a bag of weed in the hood?
Yeah.
You don't think that's a little...
Little what?
Misleading, maybe?
Okay, wait. Is buying a bag of weed in the hood not easy? I mean, come on, help me out, guys. What am I missing here?
I think that sends the wrong message.
Yeah, I'm just not comfortable with that.
Okay, you know what? No problem. We got other ones we can do, so why don't we just scrap that one?
All right.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, well, thanks. You know what? You guys are consummate professionals. In fact, when I brought you in for this, I knew that you would make sure to represent yourself and the brand of the Boys and Girls Club to just very professionally, so thank you. I love it. Okay, so let's take it from the top with new cue cards this time, and we're going to scrap this one. Or no, we're going to scrap the next one. Marker, and in 3, 2.
Hi, I'm Chloe from Tronella.com.
And I'm Shirley. And we're here to remind you of the importance of investing in our future.
That's right, Shirley. Did you know that for only $5 a week, you can help a Boys and Girls Club stay in operation? Just $5 a week. That's like the cover charge at a club.
So why not help a Boys and Girls Club instead of going to the club to pop that pussy for a goon like the slut you are? Wait, what? No, we're not doing that, Jay.
Cut. Hey, you two sounding great. Perfect. What's going on? What's up?
So this is better than the bag of weed in the hood?
Yeah, I think it's a great appeal, right? I mean, most people really don't think that the cover charge at a club is that much. So we're contrasting the cover charge at the club to a donation. See how that works?
Okay, but that last part
is where the comedy is. See, that's the joke. That way people laugh and they want to give money.
Maybe comedy isn't a good idea for this one.
Yeah, maybe we should just keep the first one, you know, and it just seems to be sending a better message.
You know what? You two, absolutely right. That's what I like about you. You're classy. You are the personification of class. You two, you're the best. You really are the best. You guys are amazing.
All right, man.
Thanks.
One thing, though, and it's really just a small thing, is that we really need a second promo. So how about this? I got one more. Let's just try it. And I want to go ahead and tell you guys, I wrote it myself just for you guys. So I promise you, this is going to be classy. It's not going to send the wrong message, and it's really going to represent the Boys and Girls Club and the Chonilla.com brand the right way.
I don't know. The last two were
horrible, god-awful, and they were written by Pedro, who, trust me, will be looking for a new copywriting position tomorrow. The only reason I'm not going to fire him now is because you guys are here, and I don't want to waste your time. So, come on, guys, just do one more. In fact, don't do it for me. Do it for the children.
What do you think, Shirley?
Okay, we'll do one more.
No, perfect. Okay, again, we're going to do it all from the cue cards. So we got you guys set up. Marker, and in 3, 2.
Hi, I'm Shirley from Chonilla.com.
And I'm Clove. Did you know on average the brain size of black people is 20% smaller than white people? What? Wait, Jay, what the hell, man?
Cut. Great. You guys are swaggerific. No, actually, no. You're swag nominal. You're swaggerific and phenomenal at the same time. You are swag nominal. You're amazing. I just made that word up just now, just for you two. What's up? What's going on?
Seriously?
Look, I'm not saying that.
What? It's hilarious, right?
It's also racist.
No. I'm sorry. It's not racist.
How is that not racist?
Okay, see, I wrote it. And I'm black, so can't really be racist, can it?
What? That doesn't make any sense.
That's it. We're out of here.
Yeah, we can't do this.
Okay, wait. For the children? No?
No.
I came front. This is like take number 6 for me on this one verse. That nigga is slightly frustrated with my tone right now. Pause. I never did let the mic down from when Son did his verse. I still gotta do the hook. And we out of Starburst, if you can imagine. Yeah. fatigues on, camo shorts, 2-3s on, about to get my Da Vinci on and start drawing weapons. Say the tongue is the deadly, it's possession like curses behind blessings. The power of life and death is like cause and effect. There's no separation, the set is made it. Some say it's consecrated, that's another conversation. My observation states that I should feel no hurt or harm. So in the middle, we stay calm, we just drop. But like we lift the air rations into the city, but it's plenty been waiting on something like this for a minute. And we're here now, no fear now, we will not be faded. I state that so blatant, cause I stand by the statement with both Jordans planted firmly on a cloud. From the sky looking down, I see lace locks and sad clowns. They mad frown, head down, looking up to see Jason and Bobby B dropping rhymes on beat. I strap up my Nikes and just do it, I get to it. I know my mission, I get to it, I just do it. I just answer the call of duty. Yeah, I just answer the call of duty. I strap up my Nikes and just do it, I get to it. I know my mission, I get to it, I just do it. I just answer the call of duty. I just answer the call of duty.
Heads ringing, I answer, life's calling on the way. I know it's coming soon, nigga, what more can I say? I got my eyes on the prize, I know I got the gift. Know that it's a bumpy ride, I got that grip that never slipped. Told my mama never trip, I got it under control. Give me time with these bars and no one's doing parole. Long time coming, I know it's getting old, but I can't stop now, knowing everything I'm owed. And you gon' pay me mine, I'm putting in overtime. Double up, I Olsen grind, I hustle in overdrive. Never tire out, not even on a roll, so don't put that crap out. You see we on a roll, straight A flow. No, I never fold, it's obvious I'm better than you ever been before. And killing you niggas is getting old. I love to say a chat, but I got places to go.
Strap up my Nikes and just do it. I get to it. I already know my mission. I get to it. I just do it. I just answer the call of duty. I just answer the call of duty. Strap up my Nikes and just do it. I get to it. I already know my mission. I get to it. I just do it. I just answer the call of duty. I just answer the call of duty. Frontline, I bring it to your chest. No Smith and West, no need for vest. My flesh, no nigga could test.
And tell them proceed with caution. Uh-huh. Know that I make them nauseous. Strip them of their manhood. Lorraine the Bobby.
Son, stop it. Me, I got it. Running it like a faucet. Better yet, like an option. Either way, they can't stop it. The game is all in my pocket. The booth is my Oval Office.
Cliche to stay on topic. Michelle and Barack Obama. Uh-huh. And we sitting president, so what you do's irrelevant. You can't compare to this. You don't believe me? Here's the evidence, it's evident. School of hard knocks, you niggas feeling it. Know who the best around. Microphone, yeah. Cap and gown.
Pro tools up, pencils down. Class clown, who's bad now? Yeah, right, right now. In hindsight, like gave me lemons, I made limelight.
Don't care what's coming for me, just know that I got my grind right.
Okay, and we're back! What's up, everybody? By the way, that was the phenomenal Clove and Shirley. Thank you so much to both of them for helping me out with that. You can check them out at chonilla.com. Also, if you have been vibing off of, like I have, off of the hip-hop that's going on, I don't have a website for it yet, because it's not me. Actually, the person who's doing it doesn't have a website up for it yet, but as soon as he lets it drop, I will let you know. And y'all go out and support him, man. And if you, by the way, are an artist or you know someone who is an artist that you think would be great for this, hit me up. Let me know. Again, you can catch me at @adjective_J. I don't have an email for this site for this podcast. Because really, like, I don't know. I don't know why I don't have one. But anyway, maybe at some point I will. Also, by the way, you can catch us on iTunes. Still waiting to hear back from Stitcher.com. On iTunes, we are just under the Sketchy Negro Podcast. And, you know, leave us some stars if you like it. If you don't like it, don't leave us stars. And that's pretty much how it works. All right, so we're just going to keep it moving. I want to give a shout out to Scarfinger. For those of you who do not know, Scarfinger was on episode one, I think, the pilot episode. I want to give a big shout out to him because he actually did hit me up. He said he listened to the second episode. He found it enjoyable, so thank you. I appreciate that. And then he went on to tell me that my Obama impression was terrible. And I know it's bad. Actually, I learned that my impressionist skills were terrible back when I had this one idea for a podcast. At one point, what I wanted to do was, I wanted to do a game show podcast, and I thought it would be a lot of fun if I had some different people on, and I did like kind of guess what that impression is. And at the time, I thought I was a great impressionist. We did a pilot episode of that show, and things just didn't go that well, and I discovered that I really just am not good at doing impersonations and impressions of celebrities or just making sounds with my voice other than my own voice. Hello, folks. My name is Rick Danger, and this is America's favorite game show. That's the impression I get, where each week two contestants battle it out for cash prizes and our weekly grand prize of an all-expenses-paid trip to Paris, Alabama. Let's meet our contestants. First up, we have Derek Harwood. Derek, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure thing, Rick. Well, I'm Derek Harwood. I'm from Palo Alto, California, and I'm married to the most gorgeous woman in the world, Cynthia. I love you, baby.
Nice to meet you, Derek. Now, it says here that you are the first person to ever get a fifth-degree black belt without having a sense of touch. What was that like?
Painless.
All right. And your opponent today is Carla Williams. Now, Carla, why don't you tell the good people at home about yourself?
Well, Rick, I'm Carla Williams, and I live in Mumford, Georgia, with my six cats, Mittens, Mr. Socks, Felicity, Chicken and Waffles, Barney, and Massacre.
Massacre?
Yes.
Okay. And it says here that you are a champion underwater basket weaver.
Yes.
Splendid. Let's get started. Now, for those who haven't seen the game before, here's how things work. I'll give our two contestants a category, and then our in-house impressionist, Jay Jones, will give you the audio clue. First person to buzz in with the correct answer gets a point, and the person with the most points at the end wins. Okay, contestants, are you ready?
Yes!
Okay, let's get started. The first category is barnyard animals. So this is the sound you'd expect an animal you'd find on a farm to make. Derek.
Cat?
Oh, sorry, Derek. But no. Close, though. Carla, you have a chance to steal.
A pig?
No, sorry, that was not a pig. That was a cow. Cow was the correct answer.
What? That was a cow?
It certainly was. Next category, comic book heroes. Here's our audio clue. Okay, Carla.
I know this one. I love this movie. That was the Hulk.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carla. That wasn't the Hulk.
It wasn't?
No, sorry. Derek, your opportunity to steal the points.
And it wasn't the Hulk.
Again, not the Hulk.
Okay. Wolverine?
Good guess. But no, actually, it was the Green Lantern.
What? When did he ever sound like that?
Hour 1, minute 14, second 12. Our next category is famous people. Jay Jones, our audio clue, please. Well, that's just preposterous, Miss Moneypenny. Derek.
That was Sean Connery, Rick.
Oh, no. Good guess, though. Really good guess. Carla, here's your chance to steal.
He said Sean Connery, right?
Yes, he did.
And you sure it's not Sean Connery?
Yes, I actually am sure that it's not Sean Connery.
Okay, Patrick Stewart.
Oh, sorry, Carla. You were close, but that was actually Donald Trump. Donald Trump was the answer we were looking for.
Wait, what? No! Let me hear that one again!
Man, this is bullshit.
So far, our contestants are tied at zero. But with this special lightning question, that could all change. Our category is fictional characters. Here's the audio clue.
What was that?
Oh, sorry, Carla. According to the rules, you have to buzz in, which means Derek gets the first shot at this one. Derek?
Seriously?
That's right, Derek. You're up.
I don't know. Chewbacca.
Oh, so close. We were actually looking for Atta-Chituk, who was Chewbacca's father. Almost, though. Almost.
What? How am I supposed to know that? How?
This is the absolute worst game show I've ever even seen.
Well, that's our game. And for the 50th week in a row, we've ended in a tie at zero. Tune in next week, and remember, the only thing that matters is the impression that I get. Now, you just heard these two. They were just in a sketch, and I want to take a couple seconds to sit down and with them because I like talking to both of them. Of course, you know who they are, but I'll let them introduce themselves to you one more time.
Hey, it's Rod and
Karen
from the Blackout Tips podcast.
First of all, I want to say thanks to both of you guys for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And for folks who don't know about the Black Guy Who Tips and about that podcast, tell people a little bit about your podcast and what you strive to do there.
Well, it's a comedy podcast that we do three times a week. Me and my wife, we have on various guests. Jay has been on the show several times, man. Mm-hmm. So you guys can always go and search Adjective Jay on Podomatic or even iTunes.
He's in the show notes.
He's in the show notes. But it's just a comedy show. We talk about pop culture, current events, sword ratchetness, and all sorts of other crazy stuff. And you can find us at theblackouttips.com, or you can find us on Facebook, iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher Radio.
Now, you know, it's funny that you mentioned sword ratchetness. You know, I always kind of wanted to ask you guys, at what point did you decide to become the spokespersons in the fight against swords? And maybe not fight, because fight denotes that you're actually fighting people with swords, and the stand against swords.
Well, I mean, I think we realized through multiple ratchet stories on the show that this is clearly becoming a sword epidemic across the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the world is going to, the world is not taking it seriously.
Mm-mm.
And we said, look, that we're not anti-sword. We're not about making everybody put their swords up. We're just saying there needs to be responsible legislation about sword ownership, and we need to register the people that have them.
Yes.
And we need to have some laws on the books about dealing with people who get out of control with them.
Because they kill too.
Yeah, that's a very really reasonable stance.
Thank you. Yes.
Did we just say the same thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's a really reasonable stance. So obviously, you're not saying get rid of swords, but also for those who don't know, included this, I'm guessing machetes. I guess what would you include in the realm of swords?
Now, technically, we only include swords right now because I think, you know, it's getting too broad if we start looking at all bladed weapons or edged weapons.
Yes.
So we'll start with swords and go from there because that's mostly what we read about. Now, if I were to see like, you know, axes or something like that, then maybe we would start moving on those. But we're going to fight one battle at a time, mm-hmm. and sword legislation is the first thing we need passed.
Yep, because our biggest thing is this. You never see people have their guns up on the mantle for people just to have complete access to. You know, you never see, you know, your gun with a bullet in it just sitting around for free access to a child.
True.
And, you know, and over time we've learned that they've had certain rules. You know, if it's after midnight and folks are drunk and there are swords around, you need to wrap your day up. Because 12:01, that's a lot of times when the action starts.
It's just like the gremlins, apparently.
Yes.
After 12 o'clock, swords need to go away.
I'm
with you on that. Now, another thing for those who listen to the show know that you guys have the official sport of the show, which is
Bullet Ball.
And Bullet Ball Extreme. And I guess the whole story behind Bullet Ball makes me laugh, and I was just wondering, would you guys mind sharing that story a little bit about like how you first came across Bullet Ball and then kind of what came of that?
Okay. Well, I first came across it on a internet message board, SOHH.com, way back in the day, and a bunch of people were looking at the thread that it was posted on and just kind of leaving comments, and I went and checked it out, and the first time I watched it was like one of the saddest things I've ever seen. It was a man by the name of Mark Griffin, mm-hmm. who is now my Facebook friend, who was going on this reality show where you are like an inventor and you're trying to get people to invest in your product. And right. he was selling a game. A game that you play on a what looks like a coffee table, with the elevated edges, right? Except that at the front and back of the table is open, and you kind of play what amounts to ice hockey with your hands and a ball. And he was trying to sell this idea and get them to invest in it, and nobody was really buying it. He had them come down and play around with them. He beat the shit out of this guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't even close. Mm-mm. And then the guy, everyone summarily decided, no, we do not want to invest in this. And he looked like he was, you know, really adamant that they were just making a bad decision. So they started questioning him. And he goes into how much time and money and effort he's invested into this game and his lifelong dream. And it... like, for me, that's where it actually starts to get hilarious, because he's talking about how he lost his wife. He had mm-hmm. She had to pawn her wedding ring. He lives in his car. And they, at one point, they ask him, and honestly, this is really the litmus test for whether you can listen to our podcast or not.
Yes, it is.
But they ask him, so what do you have to show for all this? And he says, I have bullet ball. And every time I die a little cracked inside up. Laughing.
Me too.
So that's you know that's where that story comes from.
I guess when I first heard you tell that story, and of course the addition of how he became your Facebook friend, which just makes me laugh as well. But when I first heard you talking about that, I died laughing about that. And then I started thinking, like, you know, when he had the whole demonstration, he was letting, you know, he's basically just beating everybody who played against him. I start wondering, like, if James Naismith was an amazing basketball player, because he did invent it, and I just wondered if he would beat everybody playing basketball.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was just such a bad way of how you teach someone to have fun playing your sports. Yes,
you just waxed them.
He was just like, bam, 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 my point, wah, 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 my point, and the guy just quit, basically. Like, he wasn't having any fun, and he's mm-hmm. just like, okay, well, I've seen enough. And I felt that at least that one guy definitely turned him down because he was sore about that ass whipping.
Yeah, obviously.
Of course.
All right. Well, like I said, I really enjoy your show. It's something I've always liked. Is there anything that you guys have planned for the future that you want to talk about? Or is there any, if I guess I were a listener who has not heard the show yet, what can I look forward to from you guys from the future?
I don't know. I guess just, you know, comedy. We're, you know, still getting new guests on the show. Mm-hmm. We're delving out to be a little bit like more outgoing with who we have on the show and stuff, and introducing people to other podcasts and things of that nature. So I would say that for now. But, you know, we have so many back episodes and stuff for people to catch up on if they want to. You know, they should definitely do that.
Yeah, how many are y'all at now?
We're right about 300, like 296, I think, 297.
That's amazing when you think about it. Like, that's a lot of episodes. excuse me. For folks who've never podcasted before, like, even if you think about the sheer amount of just the volume of podcasts that you guys have put out, is just crazy. I mean, it always kind of it's one of those things where I got in when you guys were right around like 160, 170, and I went back and was able to kind of catch up. But like, it just hit me that you guys have almost 300 shows, and we'll probably go past 300, which is just kind of crazy. That's amazing. So congratulations to you guys. I know you don't do like specials for having X amount of shows. You kind of keep doing the same thing because what you're doing is so good. But is there a chance of like a really awesome 300th episode where you kind of acknowledge it?
I don't think so, man. It's just not really our thing yet. But, you know, we do have some stuff planned for later this year. We just have to have the groundwork to put it in. You know, it's like a lot of this stuff is about the, you know, we have full time jobs and all that stuff. So, you know, anytime we have an idea, it's, you know, and we do have, you know, great ideas for the show. It still like takes time and effort and money to organize it.
Yeah.
And by the way, the show is great. Obviously, I wouldn't be podcasting if I'd never heard it. So Thanks a lot, guys, for doing that. And also, once again, thank you for coming through during the interview. And before you go, one thing that I like to do that I started doing with Scar when he was on the show, who was also was, I think, another podcaster that you guys know from Scarcasm Live. I found this list of the 10 best Trivial Pursuit questions. And this is according to, quote unquote, the lister. So this is his list of the 10 best Trivial Pursuit questions. I like them kind of, sort of. And so what I'll do is just ask you guys these. I was supposed to make this so that it was actually true, false, or like multiple choice, but I didn't. And both of you can just weigh in and say what you think your answers are. And I think Scar actually finished off with like 6. So 6 out of 10, if you can beat Scar, that would be great. And if you don't beat Scar, we'll still tell him that you beat him.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Thank you.
So the first, and actually I guess we can use a composite score because it's Rod and Karen. So you have the I guess the benefit of dual brain power going. The first question is, what did 100,000 self-conscious American women buy 200,000 of in 1980?
100,000 self-conscious American women
bought 200,000 of in
1980. Bras.
I was going to say breast implants.
Okay. Actually, you know what? You nailed that one. It was breast implants.
Mm.
Yeah, 1980.
It was the math, you know, breast implants for each woman.
Exactly.
Then on that, the bras cover the breast implants. Booyah!
Yeah, I was wondering like if that's a little bit misleading, because what if you already had a breast that was just like 2 or 3 cups bigger and you just wanted to get like to the same size? Would that count as still 2 or 1? Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yes or no question. Do porcupines masturbate?
That's a sticky question.
Triple entendre. Nicely done.
I say yes.
I'll go with yes too.
Actually, you're right. Porcupines do masturbate.
Yeah, they ball up in a circle. What else is they sucking on?
That explains so much about Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes.
What did the first Spanish dog to be fitted with contact lenses not see the day after he was fitted with those contact lenses?
His owner.
Okay, his owner.
What did he not see?
This is a little bit of a trick question.
Yeah, that could be
anything. Yeah. This one threw Scar too, so don't feel bad.
You said it was a Spanish dog?
It was the first Spanish dog to be fitted with contact lenses.
The wall in front of him.
That's your second answer, Cam.
Oh, my bad. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm eliminated already.
I'm
going
to say the future.
Oh, that's... You know what? I kind of want to give you that one because the answer is the car that killed him.
Oh!
So that's pretty close, Rod. That's pretty close. I mean, the car was his future. So yeah, I want to give you that one.
That's what's up.
Fourth question: who was the official hair consultant to the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics?
Official hair consultant.
Yeah, no, right. This one actually, Scar got this one and was surprising to me. Like I was actually shocked when he got this one.
I'm gonna go. Fuck, dude.
I'm gonna go Vidal Sassoon.
Okay. It's
like a company, or is that a person too?
Oh, my bad.
I don't know. I'm asking. Is that a person?
I think it's
or
a company.
Is that just a company?
I think it's a company.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
I'll go with, I don't know, man. I'm just going to say Michael Jackson.
Oh, really? Okay. Actually, Karen was right. It was Vidal Sassoon.
Oh.
She nailed it. Yeah. Well done, Karen. So right now, you guys are batting 100. Yeah, seriously. You guys have not missed one yet. Who once worn... never eat more than you can lift.
Never eat more than you can lift.
Yeah, that's a weird one, right? Though technically, can you eat more than you can lift?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, let's assume that you can eat things in one bite. Like, I guess, like, you could nibble away at, like, a ton of food.
Never eat more than you can lift.
You lifting the food like weights or something?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what Rick Ross does.
I don't know, man. I'll say Ben Franklin.
Okay, Ben Franklin. Karen?
This is... let's see. We're going to go Kermit the Frog. We're going to go just out on left field. I'm not sure. Miss Piggy?
What? Okay. First of all, left field did it for you. It was Miss Piggy.
Whoa. Are you serious?
Yes, I am serious. It was Miss Piggy who said that. That's amazing, Karen.
Fuck.
You and Miss Cleo, you may actually be psychic. That's impressive. Either that or you have Google. Either way, not questioning.
No, she didn't Google. I'm sitting right here. That's amazing.
That is amazing. Nicely done, Karen. Nicely done. So right now, you guys are still batting 100, 5 for 5. Here is the sixth question. What African animal's name is made up of the letters N, G, and U?
Only those three letters?
Only those three letters, N, G, and U.
See, so we can go gun, we can go nug, we can go gnu, ong. No, I've never heard of any of these animals. All right, I'm going to say gnu.
You're going for gnu?
Yeah, fuck, I've never heard of it.
Well done, that's actually right.
What?
Yes, that is actually correct. There is a gnu. It exists, and it is an African animal. So, 6 for 6. You guys are on a roll. Actually, at this point, next one that you get pretty much beats Scar. So, all you got to do is get one of the next three right. That's like, 33% chance of you? That's 66% chance of you actually beating Scar's score. Oh. So, I'm hoping you guys go for 100. Like, if you get 10 for 10, this is the best day ever.
That's a lot of pressure.
I know, right?
All right. No pressure for number 7. I know you know this. Everybody knows this. What salad dressing does the special sauce on a Big Mac most closely resemble?
Thousand Island.
Yep, Thousand Island.
Everybody knows that. It is Thousand Island. You officially passed Scar.
In your face, Scarfinger. Bring that weak shit in my house.
You're supposed to be a geek gone raw.
Yeah.
Exactly. And geeks should know these, apparently. Though I will say this, when I did this, I think I finished it like 6-2, so you beat me too. What was the surname of the American Civil War general who lent his name to prostitutes?
Hold on 1 second. Who do you think you are? I am. All right, what were you going to say?
What was the surname of the American Civil War general who has lent his name to prostitutes?
Let's see. So generals. Did you say Civil War?
It was a Civil War general. This is his last name. And as a hint, because I've given this hint to Scar, his last name is a slang term for a prostitute.
Okay, so we had Cornwall. let's see, what other generals did we have? General Lee.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
General Washington.
Nobody calls a horse Lee's.
Not that I know of, no.
Washington.
Though Cornwall's, I could see Cornwall's been a pretty good name for horse.
That would be pretty good.
I'm out here looking for some Cornwall's. Yeah, no, that would be pretty great.
That would be awesome.
So maybe we're doing this backwards. We should think of names for hoes. So we have hoe, prostitute, scallywag, skank,
slut,
whore. Skip scops.
General cum liquor. General cum dumpster. That's what I'm going with.
Oh wow. Karen. Yeah.
General hand job.
Wow. Wait, do you call whores hand jobs?
Well, they can do hand jobs.
They do. They do. That's probably the cheapest thing they do. Are you going for general hand job?
Ladies of the evening. What were they called in fucking
1852? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Slut box.
Red Box.
Red Box? Are those?
Red Box.
Red Box?
Yeah, everything is a box now for the vagina, so.
Karen just made that one up.
Yes, I did.
That's not even.
I thought that's where you got DVDs, not sex, but I could be wrong.
Red might not have been invented back then, my bad.
Philly.
Nah, this one's dicey though. It's pretty hard to get this one.
All right, man, go ahead. What is it?
It's actually Hooker. There was General Hooker.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think about
it. We said everything else around it.
You said pretty much everything but Hooker.
We seen Hooker on the point. Why did we think about that, baby?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, still doing good. 7 for 8, I think. So that's still great. And the next ones, I think you'll have no problems with. Next question. How many rings make up an arm on the Michelin Man?
3.
Karen? Oh.
Yes, I want to say 3.
Well, you guess something different, so we have a double chance of getting it right.
4?
There you go.
All right, so actually Karen got it right. At the urging of Rod's guess something different, she got it right with 4. Cool. Which means that you are now at 8 of 9. And now for 90%, which is an A. So 90%. What is Canada's most prevalent goose? Why is that so...
Golden?
The Canadian goose.
Wow, Rod, that is actually correct. It is the Canadian goose. So there you go.
They were responsible for putting Sully's plane in that river.
True.
Actually, they were. They were responsible for that. How long has it been? Is that like, what, 08, 09 that happened?
Yeah, it's been 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the Canada goose. So there you go. You guys nailed 9 out of 10 of the 10 best Trivial Pursuit questions, which tells us that if we ever play Trivial Pursuit against you guys, we're going to lose. So thank you so much, by the way, for doing the interview. I really appreciate it. Thanks for also just being on the show. And just remind people once again how they can find you and or your show.
TheBlackGuyWithTips.com. You can find everything you need to know right there. We're also on Twitter at Rodimus Prime.
I'm Say That Again, that as in DAT.
And you can check out our show Twitter. It's at TBGWT. And we're on Facebook and we're on Google Plus as The Black Guy with Tips.
All right. Well, thanks again, guys.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you.
And that's going to do it. That is our entire show that we have for you tonight. I want to thank my guests. I want to thank... Wait. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Am I forgetting something? I think I'm forgetting something. What is it? I said I want to thank my guests. I want to give a shout out to Kiki underscore 26. I want to give a shout out to Shirley and Clove. Shout out to Rod and Karen. And what am I forgetting? Hi, I'm Jay Jones, and this is Sketchy Negro News. 12 Secret Service agents sent to Colombia ahead of President Obama were relieved of duty and returned home amid allegations of misconduct that apparently involved prostitution. The scandal first came to light when one of the agents failed to pay a prostitute and she reported him to the police. When asked about it, Obama said that the incident was unbecoming of Secret Service agents. He went on to say that if the agent had just gotten a receipt, he would have been reimbursed for his expenses. The Midwest braced itself for an outbreak of violent weather Saturday. According to experts, the weather could have contained baseball-sized hail and damaging 70-mile-per-hour wind. One expert described the potential event as life-threatening. Fortunately, no one in the Midwest actually has a life. Nuclear talks with Iran are proceeding constructively, according to a spokesman for the European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton. When contacted, the Iranian ambassador said it was due to a new negotiating strategy they developed. The new strategy is tentatively called Telling the White People Whatever They Want to Hear While We Continue to Build Nuclear Weapons. Cory Booker, the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, rescued a woman from a burning home Thursday night. Said Booker, in response to lighthearted comments on his heroism, "I'm not a superhero." To which Superman said, "No, really, dude, you're totally a superhero. I'm scared to go into Newark, but you're the mayor of that town. You have to be a superhero. Otherwise, why are you not dead already? Seriously." After several years of unwedded bliss, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have announced that they are engaged to be married. Upon hearing the news, Jennifer Aniston screamed into her pillow and then ate a pint of Ben & Jerry's. The internet has been set abuzz by the performance of a hologram version of Tupac Shakur at the Coachella Music Festival. The 2D image is set to begin touring throughout the United States, where, at the height of its fame, it will be shot down by another hologram hired by a hologram Sooch Knight. The hologram police will never find its hologram murderer, but mainly because they're not going to hologram try. Comedian Kathy Griffin has unveiled her new talk show this week, amidst criticisms that her guests are more targets than they are truly guests. Which is okay, because her talk show is more of a joke than a talk show. Reports from the trial of the former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, who was involved in numerous sex scandals, indicated that his parties had, and I quote, stripper nuns. Berlusconi, in his defense, has said that he is a devout Catholic and the ones he gave the strippers were just his tithes. Anthony Hensley, a 37-year-old man who cared for swans, drowned to death when one of the swans attacked him. Police have not been able to locate the body of Hensley. Police have not been able to locate the body of Hensley, though no foul play is suspected. Police have not been able to locate the body of Hensley, though they are currently holding some of the swans for questioning. Actually, I can't make jokes about this. A man passed away. So I apologize, and to the Hensley family, I send my apologies and condolences. This has been Sketchy Negro News. Good night and good luck. Okay, so now I'm done for real. Once again, one gigantic shout out to Shirley and Clove, Kiki underscore 26, or is it 29? And Kiki, thank you so much. I think I forgot your Twitter handle, but it will be correct on the show notes. Also, huge, huge shout out to Rod and Karen for coming through, doing the sketch, and doing the interview. Shout out to Mr. Bobby D, who will close the show out with yet another song. Thank you, sir, for letting me use your music. And also, people, if you have not, you've been listening to the show, so you've heard his music. If you really, really dig it, you can follow him on Twitter to find out when he actually will put some of this up for you to support him. On Twitter, he is Art, all caps, A-R-T, N-V-R, dies. Art never dies. So check him out. And thank you so much. Finally, all of you who are out there listening, thank you for listening to the show. Hit me up on Twitter if you want to give me feedback. I am adjective underscore J on Twitter. Check out my other show. I am on the Urban Sports Report. And if you want to be part of this show, all you got to do is just hit me up on Twitter. And I don't know where the next show will be. I got finals coming up, people. So just bear with me. But we got some more stuff coming for you. I am writing sketches still. And hopefully I'll be able to line some stuff up and get this out sooner than 2 weeks. Anyway, thank you so much. Thank you. You're all too kind. And as usual, I want to remind all of you that while ignorance is the absence of knowledge, knowledge isn't necessarily the absence of ignorance.
Message!
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Winds drifting on by, you know how I feel.
Yeah.
It's a new dawn.
It's a new dawn.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
It's a new day for some of these other folks when they hear me. Somebody needs to change their whole agenda, you know what I'm saying?
For me.
All right, let me do this. Yeah.
And I'm feeling.
Yeah. Heart with no easel, nigga. Look in the sky, bird plane, Bobby Diesel, nigga. Super fly rooftop, looking down at my city's potential. Imagine that, how different this view would appear through plane windows. I hate it, yet I love it. Plotting my rise above it. I'm after cake, y'all chasing muffins. Don't touch my oven, hate it or love it. I'm better than whomever you know. Say I'm acting brand new, no nigga, I'm on my nouveau.
Sun in the sky, you know. Yeah.
Lego. Cause I'm at the blocks, not corners. Don't step foot on my space without my guap. Spot owner, house on Park Lake. I'm trying to get boardwalk in motion. Never been to jail, just collect cash and keep going. Worldwide tour, fly, soaring. Hit London, no Norway. Only by couture, I don't shop at your stores. I explore all I could in this city by 17. It's like I love my city, but it don't love me.
Drifting on by.
Drifting on by.
Four walking the road, I'm always going right nowadays. Knowing life ain't no more road lights. You niggas going left and still think you the best hand, because I stay real. I'm by myself in left field. They make propositions full of bad, trying to pull a cap over my eyes and get mad when I ain't cool with that. You say that's your dog, I bet he bite you for a scuba snack. Portray yourself as ruthless, you should cut the unruly act. Well, money so bad that it's all that they can see it. As soon as they get it, it's gone straight back to the beginning. So they never saw past the initial vision of holding green. So in their mind, they satisfied everything he set out to be. In this city full of vultures, waiting on you to die so they can come and pick over what you left behind. I stand firm like a soldier with Jesus as my sword and shield. I'm baptizing my city. New life begins here.
It's flying high.
Yeah.
You know how I feel. Sun in the sky.
All things shall
you
pass
know
away.
How I feel. Breeze drifting on by.
You must know it's very important I get off Casablanca. It's my privilege to be one of the leaders of a great movement. You know what I've been doing. You know what it means to work, to the lives of thousands and thousands of people. I'll be free to reach America and continue my work.
And I'm feeling